tell me what that is.
Is it a, no, I don't really know. Is it Old Bid or Old Coin? That could be a H.
Yeah, have you heard of Old Coin?
No.
If I told you it was a digital currency, it wasn't a physical currency, it existed as a computer code, and there's a group of people that want you to use it and spend it instead of money, would you be in?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
Because I'm too old, I'm used to the imperial coinage, and like everybody else, they'll be used to it as well.
So you don't think a whole coin like a Bitcoin would catch on?
No, definitely not.
Even if I gave you some for free, could I convince you?
No.
You don't want to take this one away?
No. No, you're okay.
Money for nothing.
Yeah, I know, it's no good, is it? You can't spend it.
Would you get some?
Definitely. It's about holding Hull's economy within Hull and spending money within Hull to expand businesses and retail outlets and everything. So I think it's a great idea, actually.
And in a couple of years' time, could you see yourself pulling out your mobile phone and buying a latte with Hull coins?
Definitely, yeah.
So this is the future?
This is the future.
What kind of things will this change, do you think?
Well, I think it will give people a sense of belonging and maybe value in the area and thinking, yeah, I can spend money here and it's helpful to me and it's helpful to everybody.
Well, those are the views of shoppers. What about traders? Let's go into Trinity Market and see whether I can persuade someone to sell me something on the concept of Hull Coin. Have you heard of this? Hull Coin?
Never.
Now, you're running the fruit and veg stall here. Mm-hmm. If someone came in and tried to pay in Hull Coin, would you accept?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It's supposedly the big new future, the brave new... It's a cryptocurrency, so it doesn't physically exist. Someone would pay via a mobile phone to maybe your till or your mobile. Would you be open to that as a concept?
Well, possibly, yeah. It's anything easy.
And the idea is it's completely localised as well, so right. The money stays in Hull.
Okay. No, well, I've never heard of it. So.
Okay, well, I've got a virtual Hull Coin thing here. If I give you that, can I have a lemon?
Certainly.
You should say no. You should say no. You're too generous. It's worth nothing at the moment. I managed to persuade a lemon out of a man, but I feel like that was him just being kind to me because I had a microphone. Let's see if I can go for something a bit more optimistic. A pint. We're going into Rumours Bar now. See this thing here? Have you seen that before?
No, I haven't.
Hull Coin. It's a digital cryptocurrency. If I came in here and said, I want to pay for that pint of Bex in Hull Coins, would you accept?
No. I don't know what it is.
No? No? No, are you sure I can't? Maybe just a half?
No, I'm sorry.
What do you make of that, then?
Not a lot, to be honest. I think it may have its potential, but I think it's going to be a long time in coming.
OK, well, I'm now been tasked with a challenge to try and buy something with Hull Coins, even though they technically don't exist, on your stall. Could you sell me anything with a Hull Coin?
I wouldn't have thought so, really.
I've got some measuring tape here. How many Hull Coins for that?
I'm sorry, sir, it's not for sale.
I have to look into this, how it works and what it is. Need more information and then might be.
Really nice pair of headphones there. They're currently £20. If I gave you 20 Hull Coins, could I have those now?
No.
You sure? Well, about 25?
No, because I really don't know about, you know, what status they are in. And
it might not be worth people, anything.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I might be stuck with them and, you know, might not be able to use them or not, might not somebody else accept them, you know.
50 coins then. Not today.
No, not today.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you very much. No, have a good day. So there you are, people struggling to be persuaded. And I suppose all I can say for today is that I've been all the way around Trinity Market and all I got was this measly lemon.